Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My name is Dr. Eric Norman. I have studied vitamin B12 deficiency for over 35 years. I have developed the urinary MMA test to detect tissue B12 deficiency early, allowing treatment and prevention of permanent disability. B12 deficiency can cause anemia, but also neurologic problems such as spinal cord degeneration, paranoia, and dementia. B12 is found only in animal sources, so vegetarians become deficient. As people age, they may not produce enough stomach acid or intrinsic factor protein for absorption of B12 and become deficient. Up to 10% of seniors may have a normal serum B12 level, but a tissue B12 deficiency causing a 3 times greater risk for heart attack, stroke, or Alzheimer's. For more information, visit B12.com.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution radio show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. Of course, I'm Proof Negative here, filling in for Aaron, who is out and about today. So, If anyone out there wants to be a part of the show today, the call-in number, of course, is 347-324-3704, and just press number 1 on your phone, and I will go ahead and take your call. I just remembered I forgot to set the Freedomizer Radio chat room up that's powered by Bark, so if you are online and you're not in the archives, you want to check out the show live, let me log in real quick. But you can log in on Bark, you can use your Twitter, your Spybook, or you can just log in with your own ID, which is what I'm doing right this second because I forgot to log in. And once that gets going here, which there's my little picture on top, let me say hi, everyone. All right, so anyway, this is our weekly radio show for our lifestyle group to a lesser extent, I suppose. This is for people who aren't fans of the wearing of shoes, I suppose, for lack of a better term. Sorry, I'm kind of out of it right now. I had a car wreck recently, and I am in a lot of pain right now, but I'm trying not to let that hinder me. So I figure as long as some of the callers call in and we can share thoughts, I can sit here and talk. I'm just hoping you not spend 90 minutes by my lonesome here, but I don't think I will. We have a good group. For those of you who are brand new to this and just trying to check out something new, the website is barefootislegal.org, and our Facebook group, we're on Facebook. If you look under groups, and you'll see Barefoot is Legal, and we have about 1,350 members roughly from all over the world. And most people think that there's laws against this kind of lifestyle, but zero states have any laws in regards to driving or going into a store or eating in public or whatever. And most people think there are. And so it's about sharing health benefits, non-laws, and other issues in regards to what we're doing. And the average person has not found us yet. And like I've said to our group quite a bit over the years, is that there's millions of people that want to be part of our group. And I'm not even talking about anyone that needs to be convinced. I'm saying that there's people right now every day that if they heard of us, that they would be joining us. And like I had somebody today, there was a friend on my spy book that posted how she got a tattoo recently and people were judging her on it. And all I did was comment on the post that said, look, I understand. In all seriousness, I have been cursed out. I've been offered a fight before for just going into a convenience store and just trying to buy gas. And you'll have people in front of me laughing and yelling at the top of their lungs, cursing. Meanwhile, they have on the Adidas flip-flops with socks on, but somehow that makes them a better person. But the average person out there doesn't know that we exist, and they think it's illegal, and they don't want to be laughed at, like the guy that literally, I'm standing there pumping gas in my car about this time last year, and someone just walks up to me and tells me that I'm giving him pneumonia. And I said, look, all I want to do is pump my gas. I'm not, and he said, you're lucky I don't beat your ass up right now. And I didn't hear what he said. I said, excuse me, I didn't hear you. So he came right up to me and said, I ought to punch you right in the face. Over what? And I had to run into the convenience store, tell him that I'm being threatened. And then the guy on his, when the employee came out with me, the guy was in his car driving off and once again cursing me out and stuff. And I'm like, well, I didn't do anything wrong. But yeah, that's how some of us are treated on a regular basis. And people think it's funny. And meanwhile, you have a group of people that think it's illegal. So once people find out it's not, then they're like, well, where do I join? Where can I sign up? And all this other stuff, which I have no problem reaching out to people. And I think that's, as a whole, what we all could be doing right now. And not all of us are that kind of social, but as an activist, and of course, for those of you hearing me for the first time, I'm the owner of Freedomizer Radio, and not only do I run our .org here for our group, but I'm also the owner of Freedomizer Radio, and I have a weeknight show, the Proof Negative Radio Show, and I discuss all kinds of various freedoms and news Monday through Thursday night, 9 to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 on the Pacific time. And I'm used to it, I guess, but I have no problem being social and sharing our group, and many people are surprised that we have a group, and they're happy because it's like I'm speaking their language. And most people find it hard, but sometimes on a weekend I might have an extra 2 or 3 hours, and that's how some people found our group, is I'll post in a few places, not spamming directly, but just asking questions pointed to the group. And when people say they feel just like me, then I will share them a link to our group. And they will go, thank you, I didn't know that there was such a group, I'm interested in being here, what can I do to help? And I just find that easy, but I'm only one person, and I can only work so fast. And I am so thankful that there are some people out there that want to be leaders. Just offhand, I look at Erin. And I know she wasn't here last week or this week, but she's here. We have Nick up in Minneapolis that's doing an outstanding job. We have Micah, who's just totally killing it in San Diego right now. And we have plenty others. And I'm looking for the next leaders. I just feel that if we had 50 or 80 leaders in the group and we all were able to find out what our strengths were and work to our strengths and help build a foundation here that can get rid of the stereotypes, then that's what we need. So we can get rid of the stereotypes. We can have businesses accept us. We can have all kinds of petty dress rules changed if we are willing to do the legwork for it and make things happen. Just sitting idly by waiting for someone else to do it, can it get done that way? I mean, maybe somebody out there finds out about us by accident and decides that they're interested. But my approach to activism is, if I want change, I have to do something for that change. And that's just how I was grown up. Because if I do nothing, then that means I'm not really interested. It's kind of like if you saw 9 of your neighbors feeding the homeless and you have extra food in your house, would you want to go feed the homeless with your friends around the neighborhood? Or would you want to sit back and just say, well, I'm glad that they're feeding the homeless? Now, obviously, if you're not interested in the cause, that's one thing. But I'm just saying that if you were interested in a cause and... My thing is, with our group, because people have been asking me to set up a separate group just for activism, and that's what the BIL was originally supposed to be for. And right now, so I'm setting it up so that our first, our customers, that's not like a business, but our members, I want people to take their time. I want people to try out the lifestyle first and see if it's for them. And if it is, then I want you to take part in some capacity. Some people want to do things to bring people in. Some people have other creative outlets. Some might work two jobs and not have time to do anything, but they might want to put $3 a month into a pot, and then we can do health fairs. And I just spent $20 for a conference in Philadelphia just buying flyers for people to give out. So we need, of course, funding for stuff like that. And I just want to do whatever we can for the lifestyle. It's not about, for me, I don't feel as though I have to be the leader. I just want to be a leader, and I know what I'm good at. And I want to reach out to everybody and see if they want to try our group out and try the lifestyle. I do ask if you join the group, try it out a few times if you've never done so. And if you don't like it, it's not for you. It's okay. We can still be friends. But a lot of this is about knowing your rights. And I just want to be able to educate. And if people are interested in exploring their freedom, they might like it and decide to tell some of their friends. And then they're helping be the change. By the way, we have a caller that I'll take right now from, it looks like Southern California. It's a 909 area code. Welcome in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. My name is Suzette.
Okay,
and
Suzette,
welcome in.
Are you a member of our group?
I am not, as you were mentioned earlier, that I had no idea that you even existed. So like many others, I just came across your radio show, and I heard about it, and I thought, well, my gosh, are you kidding me? Just as from the day I was born, as far as being barefoot, it's just natural. I feel more grounded when I am.
Let me ask you, are you on Facebook right now?
No.
Not right now.
I have a Facebook account, but I'm not on. Oh, yes, I do have an account.
Okay, so we have in our groups, because we have a business page for Barefoot is Legal. We also have a Facebook group with about 1,350 members.
Oh,
and
wow.
We also have a .org, so barefootislegal.org. We even have a toll-free number. And like if a store wants to evict you, we have people that will email and telephone corporate for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to share because most people think there's laws against it, which zero states have any laws against it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I never even bothered to look it up as far as to see if there was anything, any type of movement like such as yours for bare feet. You know, I take the criticism every now and then or the looks every now and then if I do happen to run into the AMPM for, I don't know, a Slurpee or 7-Eleven or something. That way, if my husband and I are together, and I'll ask him, pull over, you don't have any shoes, I'll be right back. And, of course, I get the looks.
If you don't mind me asking, can you share what city or what area you're in?
In Ontario.
Okay.
Ontario, California.
We have meetups every so often in San Diego. We're planning a June meetup somewhere. I don't know whether it's Orange County or Riverside County. I'm in Las Vegas, and I try to take a trip around my general area within a few hours and try to get groups started and things like that. We're worldwide.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
it's
Orange
just
County
funny
would
how,
be more. I guess you'd find more members there because it's closer to the beach, whereas Riverside is more of a rural area.
Hey, believe it or not, we have like 15 members out of the Minneapolis area, so it's not just related to the beach.
Oh, well, no, I meant as far as the two locations you had mentioned. No, I know California for.
but we have a regular group out of San Diego, but instead of trying to drive down to San Diego on a regular basis, which the San Diego people are awesome and they're the biggest of our local chapters that are starting right now, but we do have members that are trying to start groups in their areas, and whatever I can do to help out. So if you don't mind, how did you happen to run across Freedomizer today? Are you just a regular Blog Talk listener that was trying to find something new?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I check it at least once a day, and I just happened to come across you.
I don't know if you've ever heard of or seen Freedomizer, but I'm the owner. We have live shows 15 hours a day, 7 days a week that I pay for. We do have a few holes in our lineup, so please excuse those. But as a whole, we've been around 6.5 years. Most of the work we do is on our website, so I don't know if the chat room is opened or not opened. We usually don't open it, and we just do our stuff off of our freedomizerradio.com.
Mm-hmm. I think I had subscribed to Freedomizer because you do have different shows throughout the day.
Yeah.
And
If you've ever heard of my show, it's the Proof Negative Radio Show. I'm on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
The first negative?
Proof Negative, yes. P-R-O-O-F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody on Blog Talk usually calls me Proof because I've been around so long.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, I run Freedomizer. I run the .org and for the Barefoot is Legal. And like I was saying that you heard on, a lot of it is just trying to reach out to people because just sitting back and it doesn't matter whether you do news, photography, an activism cause, whatever. If you don't tell people about what you're doing, nobody's going to come see you unless you take a vested interest in trying to reach out to others.
Sure. As my mom used to say, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you don't speak out, then how are they supposed to know?
But one of the things I like to share is that, because I do health speeches and freedom speeches, obviously, with Freedomizer and such, and this does come up, that the average person thinks that there are laws about driving a car or going into a store or eating in a restaurant. And if there were laws about eating in a restaurant, wouldn't every Japanese restaurant get raided on a regular basis?
You would think so. You know, I actually had gotten a ticket for driving barefoot. It was added with my taillight, but it was city ordinance in Chino. And so that was when I was 18 years old. And I thought, are you kidding me? I've got shoes. They're shoes. They're because they don't allow you to drive barefoot. Well, they also don't allow you to drive with flip-flops either. So.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm guessing this was in the 80s or early 90s, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a website came out in 1995 where a guy wrote to all 50 state sheriff's departments. And AAA, if you have AAA, they even have a book they publish every year, and they have a section on this as well. Zero states have ever had laws in relation to this. It's just that now, with the Internet, they're proven wrong, and they've learned over the past, 20 years. Everybody thought there was one, and there's no statute for it, so you paid a ticket that you could have easily asked in court, what's the statute number so I can look it up? And there is no statute number, so there's no ticket.
Right. Wow, isn't that interesting? Gosh.
Yeah.
I learned something new today. That's awesome. That's something that I can pass along. I'm not a very shy person myself. I like to meet new people, and I advocate as far as for politics and so forth. If I'm standing next to somebody at Stater Brothers or, the grocery store, strike up a conversation, and that's just me. So, I have no problems with that whatsoever.
So, you probably wasted about $150 on a ticket that you could have asked. All you had to do was ask, what's the statute number? And that's all you would have had to say. And I actually have been with a couple people to fight it in traffic court because they got tickets back around 96, 97. And I told them to just take a copy of the information on the website to print it out. And the last time I went, says, oh, I've heard this before. There's no laws against this. Get out of here. Not guilty.
Awesome.
So
no, I wish I would have known that back then.
Yeah, exactly. But now that we have the internet, all we have to do is look it up for ourselves. And nobody gets tickets for this because there's no such thing. And the thing is, too, is that people even think it's illegal to put your toes over the stupid flip-flop straps while you're eating at Denny's.
Get out of here. Really?
Hey, I wish I was kidding.
Oh, man. That's good. That's a little extreme. Come on. What's wrong with those people?
A lot of the group, too, is about what kind of work do you do?
I do health information technology, records in the hospital.
All right. Well, I was going to say that for an average office job, I don't know if you ever worked for an office job in corporate America or a bank or just anything with like a call center or an office.
Well, the records department at the hospital, so yeah.
So you don't come in contact with you have your one little department and that's about it, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because I was going to say the average job, like for a call center or whatever, they have such nitpicky dress rules, and they treat that shoe dress code like it's the most important thing. You are in less trouble if you're literally smoking a crack pipe at your desk, punch out the CEO, and urinate on your desk.
Oh, no.
I have seen so many people get yelled at, suspended, fired. I myself before over shoe dress codes. Like,
okay.
For example, I have a friend that works at a Bank of America, or as I say on my show, Skank of America. Her branch has a rule. You can wear whatever open shoes you want, as long as they're not rubber. But if they show more than two toes, you have to wear nylons with them. And that, then they said that's because that's what the health department requires.
Oh, yes, I got that too because I'm wearing heels all day long.
Yeah, the health department only covers food safety and food preparation. So even if you're at a Chick-fil-A and you're a customer, you're not preparing food. You're not storing food. And the bank, I promise you, the health department will never walk into a bank. Has a health department ever walked into your records area?
No. They walk through the hospital.
No, they're not checking for the food preparation area of the McDonald's accounts or the Smith
cafeteria
files. They're not looking. They're not looking through those, looking to see if the food temperature is safe.
That's true. They better not have food between your toes. That would be hard to do with flip flops.
And then they try to say when we promptly share, because we have letters from all 50 states' health departments in Washington, D.C. and all that, and zero states have such laws. But everybody thinks there are. But if you write to the health department, they will gladly tell you. And we have them on a website that you can get a copy of. And we're currently working on getting new ones. But
my director had told me I couldn't wear my flip-flops after work because I would have my bag and wearing heels all day. When I'd get ready to go home, I would take my heels off and put my flip-flops on. And my director had asked me not to. He says, I'd rather have you wear slippers if you have to change your shoes while you're on the premises, he says, rather than at your car. He says, but I thought, well, gosh, slippers would be, for me, I would think that would be more health hazard because they collect stuff. And so to walk through a hospital with slippers, I think would be more, I don't know, health hazard than flip-flops or barefoot. I don't know.
Yeah,
you have things that cling to your feet.
Yes, and that's just and if there are needles laying around, one, somebody will probably get fired for it, and two, I don't think that walking through a restaurant, or not through a restaurant, but in a hospital, you're having patients go through on a regular basis, and There's nobody says you have to wear long shirts and gloves and a hat in case something falls on your foot.
That's true.
It's just so funny that that's like the only part of the body that people worry so much about.
Yes, my husband won't, even in the house, he has to wear some type of sock or shoe or something. He won't,
yeah,
he refuses to go barefoot.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, but I promise you the health department, the insurance company, you can call them. There's no laws that say that they don't care what you wear as long as you're not in a construction zone or something that is extremely unsafe. Records is not exactly, yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being so informative about this. I had to call because I thought, wow.
Yeah, you have jobs that that say you can wear backless shoes but not open-toed shoes, and then you have some that allow you open toes but not backless. Then you have jobs
mm-hmm.
that will let you have one side open or the other, but not both at the same time. And then, like I said with my friend, you can have on, you can wear even a thong-type sandal as long as you have pantyhose on with it. They don't care. They just, they think the health department is going to come in and make a complaint, and that's just the funniest thing.
That is, it really is. We have to wear closed-toe shoes. But I figured since I was getting ready to clock out or I had clocked out, then, you know, I would be okay. It's my time. But apparently they have a problem
with
that.
So no flip-flops or no open-toed shoes at all while you're walking out of the building?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I was asking which one.
Oh, no open shoe. While I'm working or even when I'm walking out or flip-flops.
Well, that's what I was asking. Do they check your backs to see if you're wearing clogs or anything like that?
No, they don't actually check the bags, but if they happen to be walking by and I am wearing, and I'll get written up, so, because I've already been
right.
talked to about it.
No, I'm just curious how the rules are, because some places are and I'm sure they treat that like it's one of the most valuable rules in the corporation.
Yeah, being that I was spoken to about it, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But so what could I do to help?
Well, one, and I'm glad you brought that up because that gives me a chance to promote, of course, and all this. But we have our website, barefootislegal.org. We have our Facebook group. If you want to help with our cause, we have, I would love for you to join our Facebook group if you can.
Okay.
And from there, we have various projects that we're trying to take on. And for those of you who have the time to, and we're talking about low-level activism here. It's not like we're going to plan a million-man march in Houston, on July 3rd to prove how tough we are.
Sure. But we just want people to feel natural.
Yeah.
And not be ostracized for it.
But yeah, for those who can afford it, we're seeking $3 a month or a $32 a year membership, and that's under the contributions page on our site.
Okay.
And for those of you who want to know more about us, it's not, you're not obligated, but of course, the more people that put a little few dollars into a bucket, the more health fairs we can pick up, which gives us more street cred, so to speak. And if we're in health magazines and getting interviewed and things like that, the more that we do for our cause, the more likely we are to have our freedom. So therefore, if something happens. I'm on the radio right now. Hey, I'm on the radio right now, please. Thank you. Sorry about that. My kids somehow think when I'm on the radio that it's okay to talk.
That's quite all right.
But yeah, those for the more people that can chip in a few bucks, the obviously more health fairs, more advertising, because our goal and mission is to make it acceptable for us to just live our lifestyle. And if they had a problem leaving with you leaving barefoot, I almost understand that. But if you are just changing into other shoes and they accidentally see your ankle or a couple of toes or whatever, like if you had a dressy high heel sandal on walking out of the building, I don't see why that should be a difference. Especially if you're in your civilian clothes, so to speak.
Right, right. Well, we do wear civilian clothes. We don't wear scrubs, so we do wear civilian clothes. But so I just change my shoes when I get to my car, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I agree, because basically a high heel sandal is just a matter of being the heel and the flat. So
yeah, and it's funny how the average person, because they get in trouble for wearing backless shoes. But if you can wear a pair of flats, kick them off at your desk all day, and nobody will care.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I wear
That's
a pantyhose anywhere, so
yeah.
But I am barefoot. I do kick them off when I'm at my desk, my shoes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of people do it, and those are the people that we want to have join our group and organize, because obviously having freedom is important to you. It's important to me. And not just this, but obviously I'm involved in many different freedoms, obviously being the owner of Freedomizer Radio. So
mm-hmm.
I hope you feel like you made a friend today and you were able to find a cause you didn't know existed that you were interested in.
Well, I did. Thank you very much. And I will visit the sites and I will do what I can to help out. The contribution, that's reasonable, and especially for the cause. So I will...
Yeah.
Take care
so
of that.
So let me just, I didn't write down your name or anything. Can I just get your first name one more time?
Suzette.
I knew it was Sue something. I just couldn't remember what the rest of that was. Of course, I go by Proof. So if you are on during the week from 6 to 9, I hope you find us and find my show. And I'm looking forward to seeing you as a member and joining our group here.
Thank you very much, Proof. We'll take care. And you have a great weekend.
You got it. Thank you. Thank you, Suzette.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Let's grab another caller real quick. I know I have to take a commercial here, but I'll write myself up later. That's fine. I have an Oregon caller, it looks like. I have a 503.
Hello. Hello?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Oh, you know, my mother was from Hungary, and she used to say this saying.
All right. I know where that's going, so we'll go ahead and handle that. All right. Anyway, let me grab my break. I wanted to handle business first, but let me go ahead and grab our break. We'll be right back.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs Redneck and Radical, a political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizens become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right,
excuse me. Why the media ever deceived the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying in an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news?
All This in Glass is brought to you by All the Things Sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi, I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks of scum. Stick to fan, behind all the wars, failed healthcare system, I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And their juiciest final target. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without fighting. So join me Thursday, so I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future wave of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
All right. Sorry, I was looking for some bumper music, but I forget this. Even though I run the group, this isn't really my show, so I'm just going to let that go. By the way, welcome in. We are a third of the way in, I guess. We're actually, I would say, about the halfway mark of the show, so... Anyway, if anyone wants to be a part of the show, that's fine. We will take your call, just like that other caller. Never heard of us before, and now she wants to be a card-carrying member. I just think that's totally excellent there. The number is 347-324-3704 if you want to be a part of the show. Just press 1 on your phone, and I will go to you. Otherwise, we have up to 500 lines, and you're free to listen to your heart's content. If you are calling in, and just press 1 if you want to talk, and I won't bother you otherwise. So anyway, as I was alluding to, with our caller Suzette there, that most people tend to think that there are laws that exist, so my goal and mission just is to obviously further the cause promoted, and I'm not saying you have to go shoeless in front of the Yuma, Arizona Mall on July 3rd when it's 119 out. That would just be stupid, but just give an example, today in Las Vegas, it might be a high of 72. You might have some drizzle here and there. It's not a big deal to get into your car. And being it's Saturday, you might have kind of a lazy day. Your kids might have some of their friends over. And you might feel like going to Little Skeezer's Pizza or Papa John's for lunch, and it's no big deal to drive down the street, go pick up pizza for your family or whatever, and take 8 steps in, hold the door open for somebody, go in, order your pizza, get your pizzas, and take 10 steps back out to your car and go home. It's really not a big deal, but so many people think it is. And obviously there being health benefits with vitamin D. And there was an article that I don't remember if I shared or did not share this week on my regular radio show about linking vitamin D to having health benefits with your heart. Now, obviously I'm not allowed to say that anything cures whatever. Obviously, that would just make for really bad radio that might get me fired or sued or something. But it does link vitamin D to protecting your heart's health and grounding or going for a walk in the park or whatever without your shoes on and collecting sunlight is considered the best way and the most free way to pick up vitamin D. So if you're putting two and two together, just going for a simple walk has many health benefits that you can definitely take advantage of. So that's another thing here, is that I had this discussion with one of my Spybook friends who became a member after we were discussing this, that I wonder if sometimes the elites, the one percenters, whatever you want to call them, I usually separate politics from our group because I want this to be all encompassing and showing diversity here. Not that I'm all of a sudden gonna say I'm voting for Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz or any of those fools here, but anyway, I'm just wondering if the elites years ago decided that, just like with cigarette smoking, with alcohol, I'm just wondering if they, like with the whole grounding, how it's considered healthy, so they tell you not to do it, so that, not that you'll have a heart attack if you don't ground yourself. I'm just saying that if you see benefits. But I wonder if they promoted that just to give doctors a little bit more money. And I promise you, I always find it hilarious when you have people that are wearing flip-flops telling you that you might drop something on your foot, so please put something on. That little V-strap that's as thick as a rubber band is really going to protect you from a falling dollar bill or something. All right, looks like we have a caller from Minnesota. I'll go ahead and pick up on that real quick.
Come to your choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or the new crispy chicken deal.
Is this Kevin's by any chance?
Oh, hello?
I don't know if you're waiting for me to come join you.
Hello, Dave.
Is this Kevin?
Yes, it's me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I go by Proof in these neck of the woods here. But anyway, welcome in, Kevin. Did you get your run?
I surely did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I felt bad because it took me a whole extra week of getting to the bank, and I felt bad, but I told you I work two jobs during the week. I don't get a chance to get out much.
No, that's fine. There was no rush in getting the rug out to my residence, but like I said, I did receive it, so thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for your support. What's on your mind today? I don't know if you heard the caller before me. She was just flipping around on Blog Talk Radio and found our cause to be one of the greatest things she's ever heard.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard that phone call. You know, and it's a you know, it's a funny thing how we, it's constantly talking about how we get hassled, in stores when we go in barefoot. Of course, the going back to the dollar store that I always go into. Now, of course, I did write to Dollar General, to the company, whatever. You know, I even gave them all the facts and the websites to go to about the liability issue and all that stuff. And they write back to me and say, I even asked them, can I sign a waiver? You know, and junk like that. But they wrote back and told me they was fully aware of the websites and junk like that, and they could not honor my request. So like, okay.
Well, that's
okay.
Whatever. There's Dollar Tree instead of Dollar General. Not a big deal. And what we should do is we should take up a collective amount of money as a group that we might spend out in retail and just mail them some receipts.
You know that does sound nice, doesn't it? You know, but you'd be like I said, there's Family Dollar.
What they figure on is that, well, you're going to come back anyway, and you're going to spend money. We're just going to tell you how you're going to spend your money. They like to rest on their laurels like that for some reason, because they somehow think that they have forgotten that a business needs customers more than a customer needs a place to spend money at.
You are exactly right, because, you know, without the customers, you know, you have no business. You know, so I went. I think it was last week. I went in there with my bare bottoms on, thinking that it'll be cool. Okay, so one of the ladies talked about you can't be here with no shoes. I'm like, I got shoes on. She's like, let me see. Okay, like here it is. Well, let me see the bottom. Oh, you can't be here with no shoes on because you cut your foot. We're liable. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. So I went home. I put my zero shoes on. You know, and okay, and all was good. You know, but after she said that, and I left the store after I'm done with my shopping, I started to think, okay, so if I come in the store with no shoes on and I cut my foot, you guys are liable, right? Now, What about the people who have flip flops and open toe shoes and sandals? You can still cut your foot. So how is it?
Hey,
I
was at a Sprouts grocery store about a year and a half ago, and I banged my head because my glasses I have. I lost my regular pair of glasses. My backups are so bad. Because my eyesight, I improved my vision so much that I can barely wear those glasses, and I wore them for the first time. And I misjudged the top shelf. I banged my head. I literally fell to the ground. And nobody asked where my helmet was.
You know, that's a good point. Now check this out. I was watching a court show. I forgot which court show I was watching, but this woman tried to sue this retail store owner because she reached up to the top shelf and something fell on her head or her shoulder, whatever, you know, and a store owner. In his defense, there were signs posted saying, if you need any further assistance, ask for help. So she did ask for help, and she waited for like 15, 20 minutes before she was like, you know, screw this. I'm going to go get what I need myself. Lo and behold, she reached up to the top shelf. Something fell on her. You know what I'm saying? And she took the guy to court. You know, now, if I'm one of the judges, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't have gave her a dime because the sign clearly says need further assistance, ask for help. That's how the stores is covering themselves. So how are you going to take them to court when you brought it on yourself? Now the judge was nice to her and awarded her half of what she, I forgot the amount that she asked for, but she got some money out of it. You know, it was my decision. She wouldn't have gotten nothing because that was her fault. You know, and which I just don't understand.
If it was me, I would say, what was your first doctor visit? That was $70. All right, here's $70.
I think you're right, but it's just crazy how she slightly came out a winner in this case, but she should have got $0 for that mess. That was insane, you know. So the whole notion of if you cut your foot, we're liable. Well, can't people cut their foot with open toed sandals? So what's the difference?
Well, that's like my I mentioned before, my friend that has a job at a bank, they tried to tell her the health department requires her wear nylons if they show more than two toes.
Oh my God, really? How ridiculous!
Yeah, so I just can't picture the first time a health inspector goes to a bank will be the first time.
Totally unreal. I'm just trying to, it still befuddles me.
But Kevin, as you know, it's all about lack of education, and the thing is that we need more people writing to Dollar General, and we need people actually going to Dollar Tree or 99 cents only or whatever their competitors are. I don't care if it's Target, Walmart, Kmart, whatever, and just emailing Dollar General their receipts and say, because of your policy and willingness to go against my freedoms, I just want you to know that instead of going to Dollar General, I went to this store and this is my receipt. And should you decide that you want my money, just kindly let me know and I'll go back to visiting your store. But my stance on my personal health will not change.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing how we know it's a lack of education, and yet people still believe in these lies, you know. And now when I came back to the store, you know, the other cashier was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I was like, "No, it's not your fault. I blame the company for not educating y'all." Point blank, period. It's the company's fault. It's like they got them brainwashed into thinking, you know, that they're liable for everything. You know, so for that, I mean, sign a waiver thing that didn't work, and giving them the websites and giving all the facts that about the liability that didn't work. So basically, they're not going to change their mind. They're not going to change their rules. So hey, you know, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because
Provided that's not the only store in town, I like to vote with my money. So if they don't want my money, that's okay. I live in a major city. If one place doesn't want my money, I promise you, there's at least 25 that say, hey, they don't want that money, I'll take it.
Yeah. You're exactly right. You know what I'm saying? Besides, if you're a business owner, why would you turn down a paying customer? I mean, really, because you need all the money that you can get to keep your business going.
Well, obviously, if they're being belligerent, that's besides the point. But just being ourselves and being a normal shopper, that should not be relevant. Obviously, if I came in drunk and attempting to pee in aisle 4 or whatever and groping people, then I become a distraction and need to get arrested. But I'm not doing any of those things. I'm just looking to put things in my shopping cart and pay you with my cash.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about just want to go in there, do your business, and be left alone. Pay your money and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I walk in and I'm in a wheelchair and I have I have no shoes on, but I'm in a wheelchair. Are you going to make me leave? You know, I'm clearly
I guess we can ask Joel in the group if that's ever happened.
Okay, cool. You know,
by the way, Joel, let me give some props to Joel real quick here. Joel is our webmaster, barefootislegal.org. He's a quadriplegic. I don't know how he does the website, but I know me. I need my hands to do my website, but he doesn't. So props to him, and he's done a very, very well job for us.
Okay, great. Thanks for his contribution and stuff.
So,
awesome.
So I want to get your thoughts here, Kevin, because I've been...
All right.
I don't want to necessarily say on the warpath, but obviously I have goals for our barefootislegal.org group, and I'm trying to share that we need a group that does more than just selfies and trying to get some of our causes done that we should have gotten started months ago. Any thoughts about our group in general and what might separate us and your thoughts on just trying to do something better than what other groups have attempted, for lack of a better, just to be politically correct, I suppose.
You know, I think the Barefoot is Legal group has probably is more active than all the others, because I'm seeing this person is doing this and this person is doing that. This person is having meetups, you know, and stuff like that. You know, now of course, I would love to because I'm located in Virginia Beach right now, you know, and it'd be nice to have a meetup in Virginia Beach. You know, but there's really nobody in the area, to tell you the truth. You know, it was unfortunate when I was in San Diego last year that I couldn't get to that meetup that y'all had.
Oh, yeah, I
you know,
so
due
to that,
the transportation problems. Yeah, well, you know, it would have been nice to meet all y'all.
I discussed this on the social media that the average person these days, Kevin's taking our cause out of it just for a second. The average person with their cell phones and being buried in it all day long on Facebook and Twitter, the average person has almost forgotten the fine art of having a conversation.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
I find it easy myself, because you'll notice that there was last week when there was a point where we were like negative 7 members for the week, and I couldn't get to Saturday fast enough so I could say, forget this. And I'll go out and get our own members. If people are – we had a thing on the in the group over the week that it must have been Rick Fickle for a week or something, because somebody got mad at somebody else because somebody homeschools. And so they said, I'm out of here. Other people left because they heard people don't like vaccinations, which has nothing to do with our cause. They're like, oh, you're a vegan and I like to eat meat. Oh, I'm out of here.
You know,
so
I'm
like, well, then I got to go get new members. And it's no big deal for me to take 2 or 3 hours every other weekend and just try to get 30 or 50 new members. So I took a -7 to a plus like 26.
Well, you know, for me, hey, when you lose some members, you always gain some more members, because some people, you know, like you said, they leave for all those reasons, or they leave because they don't like the comments from somebody else and this and that, and they feel offended, you know, and the group is not about, you know, hurting somebody's feelings or offending somebody. It's about
That if somebody says I've been in the SBL since they first started in 1995 and I didn't do a thing for them and I'm not going to do a thing in our group, then don't be there. I expect if you've been around for 5 or 8 years, you know about the cause and you consider it too much work to just print out 3 or 5 flyers once a month and just leave them leave them at the library or the grocery store when you go somewhere, then I don't know what to tell you, because this isn't about selfies and just reading and seeing what other people are doing. We need help. We need to reach people. And I'm not saying everybody has to do everything, but just doing some part. You see a bulletin board, there's no reason to think, well, I got a flyer for that bulletin board and stick it up there.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you, you know. And as far as the group or any other group, you know what I'm saying, I feel that, like, you know, it, when people post a picture, you know, saying, yeah, it should reflect on what happened at that day or yesterday or whatever. Because me personally, I'm really not that fond of just seeing feet pictures. I'm really not that.
Yeah.
I'm really not that fond of it. You know what I'm saying? Because people who join the group,
see people
I think,
doing stuff like. This is me. I just got done shopping at Walmart or something. Yeah, that's cool. Not, hey, this is me eating spaghetti sitting on my bed. It's like, who cares? By the way, we have Nicole joining us from Northern California. So stay there. I want to scoot over at the counter here and let Nicole have a word here.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Nicole, welcome in.
Hey, guys, how's everybody?
Oh, I'm out of here. What about you? What's on the screen?
Can you guys hear me? Oh.
You're kind of like going in and out like really, really bad.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Okay, I'm not sure. Let me try muting and unmuting.
No, you're here. Go ahead.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, always assume I can hear you unless I tell you otherwise.
Asked my dad the other day, he said, more inclined to watch Golden State Warriors play a regular season game right now.
I know Kevin has some TV or radio in the background, but that doesn't mean I can't hear you.
Okay. It's really tough for me to hear you guys. I've got my volume all the way up. I'm not sure what that's about, but I want to help out with some flyers and stuff. So they're going to have to communicate about that, and if I just have that in my hands – I'm able to print and everything else, so.
Yes, I created some new flyers yesterday, and they are
okay.
In our Facebook group. You can just, and I'll see if I can bump up the post. They're also in the files area if you click on files.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, I definitely, because I go back and forth, you know, from the city to here, you know, I can stop in between here and there and post, you know, whatever, wherever. So
okay.
I definitely want to, you know, help you out with that. I've been super busy with other stuff, but it doesn't matter. I still want to be a part of the, you know, I still want to be
part
of helping and not.
Is that store open yet?
He ran into some red flags a little bit with coding, but it's in the process and it's just a long process. It's one of those dealing with the city, and it's just one of those red tape things. But I'm, you know, in the back late helping her and doing the best I can. So,
all right.
Yeah, but I'm definitely want to, you know, be involved in helping more because I have the capability to do so. And sorry if I took a little bit of a back seat in helping out. Yeah, you've been helping out with the hosting and stuff on Saturdays. Has just been a little bit difficult for me over the past couple of weeks. But, you know, we could talk about that at a later date.
Hey, no problem.
I just wanted to step in really quick. I've got Ashley to run out here, but I wanted to just say I will look. If you repost that way, I can go in the files too, but I'll get on that, and I'll print them, and we'll get some flyers up in my area.
Yeah, you missed it earlier in the show. Someone just randomly came across our Freedomizer radio and listened in, and they thought this was like the greatest thing they've ever heard.
That's excellent. We love to hear that.
That's what this is about here.
Exactly. So I will, I'm going to duck out here, but thank you for letting me in. And I've been listening as much as I can, and I'm going to be involved as much as I possibly can. So you've got my full support.
So, Kevin's, you've seen Nicole in the group, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I try to get in as much, you know, look and read and really focus on what people are saying. And as much as time allots me to, I try to really, you know, like I said, be involved. So I'm doing a lot of the promotional stuff. There's a lot of music and everything, so that takes up a lot of my time. But it doesn't mean that this is not just as important to me. So
that's all right.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, well, thank you guys for having me, and have a spectacular day, everybody.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so, Kevin's, I don't know where we were on this, but...
I think we're talking about the group and now I remember. So basically it's like, you know, yeah, if you're gonna post a picture, you know, just say you went inside the grocery store and this belligerent a-hole hassled me and junk like that, you know, don't just post a, like you said, don't just post a feet picture. Talk about I'm chilling watching TV. I mean, that doesn't really count. What really counts is what you're doing outside of your home.
And
if you didn't see, maybe
I'm taking a jab at my former group, but for people like that, I recommend then going to the SBL where that stuff is appreciated.
Well, exactly. So I mean, you know, even if you just take a 10-minute walk around the block, or you walk in circles, you know, in the grass or something. I mean, you know, you're doing something, you know. But like I said, I don't particularly, you know, I'm not a huge fan of just feet pictures, but hell, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, because there are some people out there who really do have a foot fetish, which I don't understand. I just do not understand. How could you be in love with feet? I mean,
hey,
really?
Like Jerry Seinfeld said that if your whole body was uncovered, but you had to wear a hat everywhere, everybody would be reading Playhead magazine.
Wow, interesting.
But
you know,
the thing is, a lot of us were, and I have a theory for this, a lot of us got yelled at from when we were kids that you always had to wear shoes in the house and stuff at all times. And being that you got yelled at, you became somewhat fascinated with it, possibly, because people that live that lifestyle don't think about it because it's normal.
Well, you know, I was one of those ones that every now and again that I used to wear like foot flaps or slippers or something in the house, and now that I see, what's the point of wearing shoes in the house? You know, because yeah. When you come inside, you kick the dirt, the extra dirt off the bottom of your shoes. But when you put them in the closet and you're walking all over the carpet, the dirt is still on the bottom of your shoes. Unless you take a bucket of hot soapy water, you know, and a scrub brush and scrub it before you put it in the closet. You know, you're still tracking all that. All that extra dirt that's caught in the crevices of your sneakers or whatever inside your house, you know.
Right.
Now, of course, not because now I noticed, you know, I don't think that the bottom of our feet get as dirty as the bottom of our shoes. you know, and I've seen videos of on YouTube where some of these people, you know, saying they let the bottom of their feet get like completely black, completely like absolutely black. And I've seen some pictures on these other groups, you know, saying they'll take a picture of the bottom of their feet, you know, saying it's like completely like honestly black, really really black. But then again, it's like, why did you feel the need to post a picture like that? You know, because I don't want to see the bottom of nobody. I don't want to see the bottom of nobody's feet. I really, really don't.
Yeah, I
don't care
consider
about
that impressive. And it's people like that hurt our cause even more, in my opinion. We just want to be normal people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this one dude posted this picture where not only the bottom of his feet were like extremely, extremely dirty, you know what I'm saying, but it looked like they were cracking. You know, now unless. I think the only exception as far as the cracking part would be like if he asked the question, well, what can I do to prevent the cracking or
right.
junk like that? Okay, I understand that, but if you're just going to show that picture just to show it, you might as well take it down. I don't want to see the bottom of nobody's feet, really. You know, just you know, it's whatever at this point. You know, I mean, for me, to prevent the cracking or whatnot. I mean, I normally have been using like the Vaseline on my feet every night. You know, and now my feet are still not as tough as somebody who goes barefoot 24/7. You know, because I mean, after all, I do gotta work. You know, and
yeah,
I'm in the military, so I can't do that. I'm not gonna, you know, try and, you know, no, I'm not gonna try my luck, pretty much, you know, and having this debate with a certain a person. I'm not gonna say their name, you know. And I was telling this person, hey, you know, you can't fight the military when it comes to rules. You know, shoes are required, you know what I'm saying, because of safety issues to them. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, if I'm on an aircraft carrier, I don't think that I will go on the flight deck where the planes land. I don't think I would do that barefoot, honestly. You know, that's like a totally different a situation because the flight deck is really really dangerous. You know, but however, we have to wear shoes on and off the ship. You know, and you know you can't fight the Navy rules and regulations because the Navy has been there since the Navy was adopted in 1776. So how you gonna fight not on a civilian job? You know what I'm saying, you may, but I think the only other exception is if you're working in the kitchen, you are not gonna be cooking all that food with no shoes on. Honestly, that's not gonna fly.
But the thing
no
is,
matter how,
even that is loosely. The health department. I used to own a comedy club, and they said anything where you're cooking with grease or anything where you're using dangerous objects, a plate and a dozen eggs and a pound of bacon is not considered dangerous things.
Right. You know, and also going outside of that, I would not go to a junkyard barefoot. I'm at least put my sandals on, you know. But I would not go to a junkyard barefoot. That's probably pushing it. Just a smidget, you know. So, but last night I was in Hampton, Virginia. Me and my church family went to another church, and I went barefoot, of course. You know, and at the end of the service, you know, the visiting the pastor that we visited, he was like, where's your shoes? you know, and one of my other church members answered, oh, he don't wear no shoes other than work. He's part of the barefoot something, he said. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that's true. So helping him put his equipment away and stuff like that, he was like, Pastor was like, well, are you more comfortable without no shoes? I'm like, yes, Pastor, I am. And that was it. places like you know, like church or I would say the recreation center or a library, you know what I'm saying, you would think they would give you no beef, you know, about having no shoes. You know, and it still goes back to what I've been saying all along. If these people believe that there's broken glass, then why are you sending somebody to go clean it up? You know, just saying. I mean, don't say you believe there's broken glass and you're not doing nothing about it.
Right, and hypothetically speaking, you're at like the UPS store, and so what are you gonna do? Drop some flyers on your foot, or you're gonna drop a you're going to drop your copy pass on your foot or something? I mean, you have to think realistically here. If there's a serious cause or concern, and in most cases there is not. And so that's what we have to break down.
Exactly. You know, it's about time for, you know, it's okay to educate these people, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they really need to do their research, you know what I'm saying? Stop believing in these barefoot myths or these liability myths that doesn't even exist, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going by their own belief and their own belief only. Because I mean, like we was talking about earlier, why would you turn down a paying customer? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter even if it's a 7-Eleven, in which on the 7-Eleven. You know, I have seen a right there in the right next to the door, which is like barely visible, where it says shirt and shoes are required. You know, and this was 7-Eleven down the street that I've been going to barefoot. You know, I have. You know, I basically just been ignoring that sign, and nobody has said nothing until this one male employee said, you can't be here with no shoes." You know what I'm saying? So basically, I went back and got my shoes, and I gave him the facts and stuff like that. You know, and he's like, "You know, his wait for it, here it comes. We sell food."
Mm-hmm.
And I know it had to be the company that was telling him that. You know, so basically, I've been going back there barefoot ever since without no issue. You know, and this grocery store, which is called Food Lion. You know, you know what I'm saying? Ever since that incident happened, I've still been going back barefoot ever since. You know, and nobody's been bothering me. You know, because what we see now is that nobody is going to. For the majority part, the majority of everybody in that store or place of business is not going to say nothing. But you get that one belligerent a-hole, you know, that's going to be like, you can't be in here with no shoes on. It's not even a manager, you know what I'm saying? Just some employee who doesn't like bare feet, most likely, is going to say, yeah, you can't be here with no shoes on. Matter of fact, I saw a story. I think it was on the Barefoot Is Legal thing, a page where some dude went into a store and some lady approached him to talk about, you can't be here with no shoes on, and he was like, well, why? And get this, she said, this is a business and you have to. Really? That's your best excuse for making somebody leave? This is a business and you have to wear shoes?
Talk to me personally. It's fine. But yeah, that's why we have the toll-free number. So it's if we can get everybody involved in empowering themselves, and if you get evicted, we have a few people now that will email and call corporate on your behalf and argue for you. And when it goes to the corporate level, they don't know how big or small we are. And if you're arguing as a representative of a nonprofit group and a corporation, we're an LLC, by the way. I run our group like a nonprofit, but it's a private club, basically. And so if we have representatives and we're calling their corporate, then they must know that we're not Joe Schmo on the street because we're organized. And if we can prove that we're organized, then they're going to say, well, look, this is a legitimate business.
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, somebody put on the page of I forgot what it said, but some put on the page that in some states that they can't make you leave for being barefoot. It's on the barefooters.
Yeah, I saw that, but I don't know what to do with that. I haven't studied enough yet to say whether or not that's legit. I don't want to just hold on to hope or anything like that. I need to physically understand it.
Yeah, I get it. You know, because I'm thinking, okay, well, if that is actually for real, then how come we can't have that for all 50 states? You know, because I do feel in some small way that it could be discrimination. They can make as a business still can make their own rules, you know, and it's like we do feel that they are making some sort of their own dress code.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
so it's like saying, okay, what if I go in there dressed like a girl? I'm still gonna get service. I'm still not gonna get hassle. I'm gonna get my stuff, and I'm gonna leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but freaking Joe Schmo comes in there nicely dressed or whatever, and he has no shoes on. You're gonna tell him, oh, he can't be in here with no shoes on. But mm-hmm. I'm in the store in a dress. Okay, and you mean to tell me that I have to leave? Why don't you make that person leave?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
but if we can prove to the world that we're legitimate and we know our stuff and we're organized, then we'll get what we want. But until then, as long as everybody is more interested in how many selfies they could take as opposed to doing something to help our group out, then we're going to get what we deserve.
You're exactly right. Now, of course, if I'm going to make a selfie only because I got nobody else to take my picture, which is most of the time, you know, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to be like this is me going to a wedding or I'm going to the store or Home Depot or you know or something. You know, and not just be at home on my couch with my feet propped up. Talk about I'm relaxed and barefoot.
Yeah,
I mean that doesn't count. But getting the word out and awareness. You know, or matter of fact, or even having a. Even having a barefoot workshop, or a rally, or a picnic, or something, you know, and I just believe,
Kevin, that I don't sit here and bark orders and not practice what I preach, and I get as involved as I can. I want to talk to everybody and make sure everybody enjoys what's going on. I just feel like someone has to be the organizer and. To make everybody feel welcome.
Oh yeah, and you know, and in the barefoot is a legal page. You know, everybody should feel welcome because every now and again, you know, you're going to get a new addition Thanks for the ad. I've been barefoot. I'm a newbie, and they'll ask for tips because that's how I was when I joined the SBL. You know, I had like a million zillion questions.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not here to yell at people out or anything like that. I'm all inclusive. I'm not a Nazi like what some other groups try to run themselves as, and I was the victim of it. But then again, I feel personally that that was their biggest mistake they've ever made, was banning me from their group. But I'm out of time, Kevin. Whether I'm ready to go or not,
man,
the show's going to end without me. So everyone, I'll be back Monday. Please support our other shows. Thank you, Kevin, and everybody that called in today. I'll just use my regular outro here. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Negative. Stay tuned for the Barefoot is Legal radio show next week.